Welcome to Let Me Tell You. That's our podcast from the OG Podcast Network. And I'm Joan Hamburg, and we do this every week. This week, people are talking about this new movie, Hustlers. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's about these strip dancers, these strip club dancers, who form this little association, and they drug their male clients and steal thousands of dollars from these guys. Apparently, it's based on a true story. A great cast, Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez. She's the one who shows everyone, I think, how to lure these guys to these women. And yet, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's a story about women and friendship, as well as this elaborate scheme and all about these sex workers, Cardi B, Lizzo, all part of it. So I have to tell you, it is something that I want to see. And of course, I'm always telling you about food and about restaurants. This restaurant just opened. It's called Resdora at 27 East 20th Street. Already, it has garnered rave reviews, whether it's Pete Wells from the New York Times or the New Yorker. In fact, the New Yorker said, this new restaurant is so popular that even with a reservation, you may end up on the street waiting for your table. So the menu, it's a restaurant you have to try pasta at because apparently the chef is like a genius at this. And the weird names, Grandma Walking Through Forest and Amelia is the name of a pasta, just so that you have an idea. I love that. They have a clam pasta, all kinds of things. And friends who have already been there said, you've got to try the gnocchi Frito. And that's prosciutto and mortadella, which I love, and gnocchi and parmesan. A good restaurant to put on your list. You need a reservation. 212-692-9090. So you want to do that. When we take a look at theater, there's a lot of stuff coming in. Betrayal, the Pinter play, rave reviews. You're going to start seeing a lot of stuff. Then it will slow down a little while we welcome the Rockettes and all the big holiday stuff. And then on to the Tonys, the big race for nomination. So it's starting to come in slowly but surely, and we'll keep you all informed. Meanwhile, settle back and listen to our podcast, all part of Let Me Tell You, straight ahead. And I'm Joan Hamburg. We love food, and we love to talk about food. So when I got a new cookbook, Bigger, Bolder Baking. I love to bake. It's my therapy. And these recipes, honestly, they were really good. And they were easy. So that even our producer, who's not a cook, a baker, because she doesn't have a lot of time, wanted to go home and bake because they were possible, whether it was the largest delicious brownie or my husband's favorite, a creme brulee, or a rice pudding, or an ice cream that doesn't require a machine. It's all in there. And Gemma Stafford, whose book this is, you may know Gemma. She's an Irish-born chef. She's the host of one of the most successful online baking shows, Bigger, Bolder Baking. It's been viewed over 250 million plus times. Lots of guest appearances, including a judge on the Food Network's Best Baker in America. I have to tell you that my seven-year-old granddaughter, whose parents do not bake, is obsessed with that show and with the British baking show. I couldn't believe it. I said, you really watch those? She's just a kid. They never even let her watch television. She loves that. So Gemma has biggerbolderbaking.com. She's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And she grew up one of many children with a mom who really knew how to cook and bake. Welcome to you, Gemma.
Hi, Joan. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me, your mother, with a large family, was in the kitchen a lot.
She was. I had a really great teacher from a very young age. The thing about my mom is that, and I think this really rubbed off on me, she made it seem like cooking for her family so easy and seamless that cooking was never something to me that was something hard to conquer. Like, so when I got into the kitchen, I just kind of went for it. I never really saw anything as a task or kind of laboring or something really hard to do, because my mom just did it. She got in there and she did it, and she whipped up like homemade meals every night. And there was, I'm from a large Irish Catholic family, so there were seven of us all together. And so I was very fortunate to have one of the best teachers before I even headed off to culinary school.
And you then, when you told your family that's what you wanted to do, did your mom think that was a great idea, since she had done this every day for so many years?
No, she didn't. Quite the opposite. I remember very clearly when I was filling out my college application that she said to me, Gemma, you probably don't want to be a chef because they make very little money and they work very long hours.
That's for sure. But then
she was dead on.
Exactly. But then it all started. I mean, you had a really interesting history on the way to becoming you and a star online, right? You took whatever you could take, whether it was a little tiny kitchen. You talk about you cook for a family in Italy. And they didn't even really have a refrigerator.
Yeah, I've kind of run the gamut on jobs in the kitchen. So when I graduated from culinary school, I went to Ballymaloe Cookery School in
famous,
Ireland.
Famous, right?
Yeah, famous known school. I went and I worked as a private chef in Italy. And when I showed up, they didn't even have a working fridge. And there was a cow's heart in the fridge and had been there for days.
Amazing.
For some very strange reason.
Right.
And I remember we made homemade pasta with no rolling pins, no machines. We had wine bottles and, you know, needs must. I was in my early 20s and I was just out of culinary school, and all I wanted to do was to cook and to bake.
And you did it, and people started paying attention. You tell a story about a very cranky priest who never liked anyone's food. And you finally heard from one of his, I forget, his nieces or relatives.
Yeah.
That he didn't even stop talking about one of your recipes.
Yeah, I remember I worked at a priest priory in Dublin, straight out of culinary school. And I was told on the first day, don't try and make this guy happy, because you just won't. You're not going to win. And by the time I left there, I got a call from his niece saying that the last time she visited him, all he talked about was the food. And he was describing to her some of the cinnamon buns that I made. Mm. And he just went into great detail, and she rang me to thank me. And I think that's definitely, for me, like, that's definitely a big pat on the back to say, you know, I was doing a good job.
Right. But it's interesting, because you've done, as you say, almost everything, from making breakfast for a bunch of engineers until it ended up where you lured them with your red velvet pancakes, where they would line up from guys who never showed up at all. You worked in kitchens where you had literally nothing, and including famous kitchens with famous chefs. So you get married during this journey, and was it your husband who said to you, maybe we should take all this stuff and go online? Or how did this big success happen?
It absolutely was my husband's idea. He worked, we were living in San Francisco, like you said, we just had gotten married, and we wanted to do something for ourselves, kind of be in control of our own destiny. And my husband came from an entertainment background, so he had worked with Pixar and Lucasfilm, and he wanted to get, but more on the marketing side, and he wanted to get more into the producing. So he said to me that I want to produce a cooking show and I want you to be the host. And this was 6 years ago when YouTube was a different animal. You know, it wasn't so competitive and it wasn't as big as it is now. And we didn't know anybody in the digital space, or we didn't even really know what digital video was. And we just packed up all our stuff. We moved from San Francisco to LA because we really loved LA. Uh-huh. And we started producing a cooking show in our kitchen in Santa Monica. Yeah.
And then in the beginning, because I'm always amazed by how people find this stuff. You know, it isn't like there's a trade paper in the beginning talking about it. How did they find you?
It's a great question. So it took us a lot of, with the rule about YouTube and creating digital content is consistency. So we just have to just every week, the same time, same place, put out a video that was probably hopefully better than last week's video. Uh-huh. And just we had to wait. We just had to keep on producing good content, hoping that the audience would like us
and catch you.
And then just wait for something for our audience to kind of find us. And through trial and error, we kind of finally found what Bigger Bolder Baking really was and what it meant to us and what it meant to our audience when we started doing recipes like two-ingredient no-machine ice cream, like you mentioned, is in the book. That was one of our most popular viral videos with the tens of millions of views. And when we made recipes like that, it was when the audience really
caught
stood
on.
Up because we realized that ordinary people don't have ice cream machines, but they still want to make ice cream. And that's why I broke the book down into chapters of kind of the biggest piece of kitchen equipment. So there's a chapter that's no oven needed. So there's loads of baking recipes and the ice cream is in there where you don't need an oven to make them.
And right. And let's give them the secret of that no ice cream machine ice cream.
So it's made on, it's two ingredients. So it's cream and condensed milk.
And that's
it. And it's made, and a little bit of vanilla extract as well. And then made using a hand mixer or a stand mixer. And if you have a lot of elbow grease, you can do it by hand.
Right. Better with the mixer. But yeah. And then your microwave cake in a mug. I remember people talking about that. Like, do you know you can make a cake in a minute in the microwave in a mug?
Yeah, that was one of another. It was what really put us on the map when we started Bigger Bolder Baking. And it was, we realized, just like the ice cream, people didn't have ovens and they wanted to still bake. So we started to make cakes in the microwave. And being a professional chef and having 10 plus years experience, ranging from Michelin star restaurants to bakeries, I wanted to make sure that I really did a good job. So we started making little yellow cakes and funfetti cakes. And then we kind of graduated to donuts, and brownies, which are in the Bigger Bolder Baking.
Yeah,
cookbook.
They're great recipes.
And they're really fantastic, because we realized early on that because of YouTube, of a global audience, a huge amount of people just don't have access to these things, but lots of them do have a toaster oven or a microwave.
Right, something that they are practical.
Yeah. That they can feed themselves with.
Right. And the recipes, they're literally the rice pudding. We're rice pudding people. And that is so easy. The butterscotch pot de crème, the chocolate lava pie. Anyone can make this. And that's the secret, I think, behind the success. And it's a family affair. Now, does your husband bake?
He tries hard. He's a very good cook. We kind of, a little bit like with our business, we stick to what we're good at. So Kevin makes like great chili and tacos, and that's an area that I don't really know much about. So we stick to what we know.
Right, which is the smart way to do it. The book is terrific. The photographs are great, and
you're
going to want to go right home and bake. It's called Bigger Bolder Baking, A Fearless Approach to Baking Anytime, Anywhere by Jenna Stafford. And to get to you, online and all your other access? How do they find you?
So go to biggerboulderbaking.com, and there you'll also find information about the book, and you can pre-order it right now, and it is available in bookstores the 3rd of September.
You did a really good job. Congratulations, Gemma.
Thank you very
Continued success. You made me want to go home and make a little brownie in my microwave. Take care of yourself.
Take care.
Thank you, Gemma. I'm a big fan of Bigger Boulder Baking. The book is definitely worth getting, and it's worth finding her on her website and becoming one of the followers. Thanks for joining me. I'm Joan Hamburg.